Weapon one, finding your playground. If you're trying to differentiate between A and B, you have already lost. How to beat giants and AI. When we built Incent One, the first company in the US to reward people for healthy behavior, we were walking into a war zone. Reward programs were everywhere. The average American was already enrolled in 27 different programs, airlines, hotels, retailers, everyone fighting for the same attention. And our competitors weren't startups. They were giants, Visa, MasterCard, American Express. They owned the payments universe. So how do you survive in that world? You don't outspend. You don't outmuscle. You don't try to be a better Visa. You find a playground they can't see. While they fought over transactions and fees, we went somewhere no one was playing, rewarding people for healthy behavior. A new category, a new field. If a market already has a name, a definition, or a search term, you're too late. It's already crowded. That's the brutal truth. People don't even open their own emails. You could send them the winning lottery numbers and 99% wouldn't click. The world is drowning in sameness and attention is scarcer than oxygen. Survival doesn't come from being a little better at someone else's game. It comes from creating a game where you're the only player who matters. When you find a playground, it's yours. To this day, we're known as the inventors of the health rewards industry. And when it's yours, you don't compete. You dictate. You define what customers should buy, what they should pay, and what outcomes actually matter. Everyone else is left selling what the market no longer needs. That's what we did at Incent One. Health insurers weren't asking for one reward platform across all conditions. They were buying point reward solutions. Diabetes here, smoking there, maternity somewhere else. We showed them they needed one enterprise-wide platform covering everything. Once we set that frame, everyone else was stuck selling something the market had outgrown. The survival reality. Entrepreneurs today don't just fight competitors. We fight clutter. Before COVID, a yoga instructor competed with the studio down the street. After COVID, she competes with one in Shanghai. With the addition of AI and hyper-competitive doesn't begin to describe it. Nobody cares about comparing number one versus number two. Sameness kills. Finding your playground isn't a luxury, it's survival. If you haven't found yours, you won't make it. You don't win by fighting harder in crowded spaces. You win by finding the one field no one else is playing on and owning it. Tactic one, don't penetrate markets, define them. If you can Google it, it's not a playground. You don't win by competing. You win by defining. Entrepreneurs die trying to penetrate existing markets. They think, if I can just grab 1% of a huge pie, I'll win. But 1% of a crowded market is still death. Competing in someone else's arena means playing by rules built for you to lose. You don't survive by squeezing into crowded spaces. You survive by defining markets that don't exist. The $0 test. Before they existed, these markets were worth zero. Uber, not taxis, ride sharing. Airbnb, not hotels, home sharing. Henry Ford, not faster horses, cars. Bottled water. Isn't water free? Multi-billion industry. Here's the survival truth, that if your market size looks like zero, you're probably onto something. Focus groups will kill you. People can only describe what already exists. No one in a focus group ever said, I'd love to rent a stranger's house. I'd pay for water in a can with skulls on it. I want to wear a stranger's clothes to a wedding. Your job isn't to ask what they want. It's to define the playground for them. Modern playgrounds. Markets that sounded absurd until they didn't. Pickleball, backyard game. Billion-dollar sport. Rent the runway. Wear someone else's clothes. Fashion empire. Shan. $5 dresses, Gen Z domination, liquid death, water in a beer can, $700 million brand. The farmer's dog, human-grade pet food, billion-dollar redefinition. Here's the survival law. If your market already has a name, It's already crowded. Define it yourself or die trying. Tactic two, insight and risk. See what they don't and show the risk of not knowing. Everyone says the same things. Our product is better. Our customers love us. Look at our testimonials. That's noise. It doesn't separate you, it buries you. And today, half those testimonials could be written by AI. After all, how many websites say, we suck? What cuts through is when you reveal something your customer didn't see coming. When you can say, you're about to make a mistake you don't even know you're making, you stop sounding like an option and start feeling like a necessity. Insight without risk is trivia. Risk without insight is fear. Together, they create urgency and gratitude. The pothole that won an election. A polished, well-funded state senator faced an unknown local challenger. Polls, 60 to 10. At the debate, the moderator asked what each would do in their first 90 days. The local candidate said, I'd fix the pothole on 5th and Collins. The seasoned senator smiled and gave a political answer. We'll fix every pothole in the city. The local politician replied, there is no pothole on 5th and Collins. I've lived here my whole life. One line, total collapse. He had the insight she didn't and exposed the risk of electing someone who didn't know the community. Money, polls, and polish vanished. He won because he saw what she couldn't. Authenticity from the inside. Retailers poured millions into Hispanic outreach, buying authentic Mexican art. Every vendor promised authenticity. But who would they buy this art from? She grew up in a Mexican artist town, knew the hands, tools, and language of the artists. She didn't say, I know Mexican art. She said, I grew up with them and know the materials and methods they used. Then she showed them the risk. Buy something that gets one detail wrong, the phrase, the brushstroke, the material, and you insult the community you're trying to reach. Your risk would not be art, but all of your Hispanic product lines. Her insight and risk made her indispensable. While others sold from the outside, she defined authenticity from within. Here's the survival law. When you see what others don't and expose the risks they can't imagine, you don't just win customers. You make your playground the only place they can survive. Tactic three, put things that don't go together. If you want to create a playground, combine what doesn't belong until it does. Most entrepreneurs think they're being different when all they've done is add sprinkles to the same ice cream cone. Take yoga. Pre-COVID, yoga mats, candles, playlists, every studio is the same. During COVID, yoga on Zoom, same product, new delivery. Post-COVID, yoga plus nutrition, plus journaling, plus aromatherapy, still the same cone with more sprinkles. Sprinkles don't create a playground. They keep you in the same bucket as everyone else. Giants and AI can copy sprinkles overnight. A real playground is born when you fuse two worlds that don't belong together, not adjacent, but alien, so the result is incomparable. Yoga plus heavy metal concerts, Downward Dog to Metallica, yoga plus skydiving prep, breathwork before the jump, yoga plus corporate negotiation, body control for boardrooms. That's not better yoga. It's a new category. Hamilton. I have an idea. Let's do a show about Alexander Hamilton, but so few people even know who he is. 71% of Americans think he was a president. Let's make it a musical. Huh? Let's make it hip-hop. That sounds crazy. Hamilton is now the fourth highest grossing musical of all time, earning $1 billion. Savannah Bananas. They took America's oldest sport, baseball, and collided it with a circus, a comedy show, and a TikTok spectacle. Players dance on the mound. Fans wear costumes. Umpires break into choreography. Purists hate it. The world can't look away. They didn't make baseball better. They made it unrecognizable, unforgettable, and theirs. That's what happens when you stop improving what exists and start colliding worlds that never belong together. Real world collisions, categories of one. Massage therapist plus jujitsu, combat engineered recovery, accounting firm plus tattoo culture, CPA for tattoo shops, laundromat plus language school, wash and words, ice cream plus dogs, pup cones and family rituals. Here's the survival law. If you want your own playground, put things together that don't belong until they do. Tactic 4, positioning is more important than product. Founders spend 80% on product, 20% on positioning. Flip it and flip your fate. When you're surrounded by giants and algorithms, you'll never win by just building a slightly better product. They can outspend you, out-engineer you, and copy your features overnight. Your only chance is to define the game differently. That's what positioning does. It gives your product a meaning the competition can't copy because it lives in people's minds, not in your code or your cookie recipe. In a world where attention is the rarest currency, the story you tell matters more than the thing you sell. Most founders spend 80% of their time perfecting the product and 20% shaping the story. Flip it. 80% positioning, 20% product, 100% survival. Flip your focus and you flip your fate. Proof in the market. Nike. Ask a serious runner which shoes are technically superior. Many will say Asics or Saucony. But Nike outsells them 1,000 to 1. Why? Because Nike doesn't sell shoes, they sell victory. The swoosh isn't rubber and mesh, it's you winning. Budweiser. A medieval Super Bowl ad, a chariot gallops up to the Budweiser castle. We're here to deliver your corn syrup. You're mistaken. We don't use corn syrup. Try Miller Lite or Coors Light. No one knew beer even had corn syrup, and no one cared. Budweiser took one irrelevant difference and made it the difference. They didn't change the beer, they changed the criteria. That's positioning. The car with the kid. In one of the most talked about car commercials ever, a teenage boy goes to dinner with his mom. Afterward, she hands him the valet ticket while she pays the bills. He hops into a car that pulls up. Mom walks out just in time to see her car speeding away. She panics until the car returns. A supermodel steps out. The kid emerges, hair perfectly tousled, like he just lived a dream. No one cared about horsepower or mileage. They cared about how the car felt. That's positioning. Here's the survival law. In a world drowning in better products, meaning wins, positioning isn't decoration, it's survival. Tactic 5, apples versus oranges. Put them all in one bucket, then stand in another. Everyone promises innovation. Everyone sounds the same. Stop polishing your apple. Put every competitor in one bucket, then stand outside it. The win is when everyone is selling apples and you're selling oranges. Example 1, Volvo. Everyone sold performance. Volvo sold safety. While every other car maker chased speed and style, Volvo built an empire on peace of mind. Crash tests replaced glamour shots. Safety became status. Decades later, that single choice still defines the brand. They didn't sell excitement, they sold survival. Example 2, Fox News. Everyone claimed neutrality. Fox claimed the other side. CNN, NBC, and ABC all claimed objectivity. Fox reframed the field, the liberal media. In one move, they bucketed every rival together and made themselves the one place for conservatives. They didn't outreport anyone. They outframe them. Survival law. When everyone sells apples, the orange doesn't compete. It owns the shelf. Putting it together, the playground operating system. Define, don't penetrate. If you can Google it, it's crowded. Insight and risk. Reveal the danger they missed. Become essential. Collide worlds. Stop adding sprinkles. Create a collision category. Positioning over product. Change what people value. The bucket move, put them all together and stand apart. Stop competing, start creating. The most dangerous place is the middle of the field. Everyone shouting the same story at the same customer. Ideas don't die because they're bad. They die because they're not different enough to matter. giants and now AI can copy almost anything, your product, your price, even your personality. But they can't copy a point of view that lives in a place only you built. A playground is where the rules bend in your favor, where competition turns into contrast, where the goal isn't to be the best, it's to be the only. Look at your market and smile at the sameness. Sameness means opportunity, a brand new field waiting for you to chalk the lines. Here's the survival law: don't fight for a slice. Bake a new pie and name the flavor.